Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing government's measures to strengthen energy supply. To dig deep into the subject, we are now joined by senior journalist Mr. Shekhar Iyer. Mr. Iyer, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Mr. Iyer, the West Asia crisis is deepening and it is close to a month now that the war is ongoing between Iran and Israel and the region is tensed. The government is monitoring the situation very closely and has taken a number of steps to ensure that the citizens do not face any disruption when it comes to energy supply. So we have a report from Akashvani correspondent who takes us through the measures taken by the government to ensure uninterrupted energy supply in the country.
Modi government has announced a series of measures to strengthen the country's energy security and ensuring uninterrupted supply for households and industries. In a major step to protect consumers from rising global fuel prices, the government has significantly reduced excise duties on petrol and diesel. The government has also secured crude oil reserves sufficient for nearly 2 months of consumption. The country has also diversified its import sources, reducing dependence on any single region and safeguarding against geopolitical risks. Strategic petroleum reserves are also being reinforced to manage potential supply shocks. To address rising demand for cooking gas, the centre has increased the allocation of LPG to states by 20%. Indigenous LPG production has been enhanced by over 40%. All refineries are operating at their peak. The government has also accelerated the expansion of natural gas infrastructure across the country. Faster approvals for pipeline projects are being ensured to boost access to piped natural gas. The centre has also taken steps to manage industrial energy consumption. Industries have been advised to optimize fuel use and explore alternatives such as electric processes. Further strengthening oversight, energy-related data has been classified as a matter of national security. Oil and gas companies are now required to provide real-time updates on production, imports and stock levels. Additionally, states have been directed to ensure uninterrupted electricity supply.
Mr. Iyer, we just heard a report and this morning the country woke up to a very pleasant news and the government of India reduced excise duty by 10 rupees per litre on both petrol and diesel with immediate effect. And the steps have been taken to support the OMC so that the citizens do not face any disruption. I would like to have your first comments on this particular move of the government.
Diksha, in order to understand the impact of this decision, we have to first know that fuel prices have risen by 30 to 50% across South and Southeast Asia, and almost 30% in North America, including the United States, and 20% in Europe. And Government of India has ensured there is no such additional burden on the people. That is why this decision to slash the excise duty on petrol and diesel should be understood in that context. Because I don't think opposition has appreciated about the cut in excise duty. They think that this is not going to be reflected in the petrol pump. No, that is not the purpose. The purpose is, you see, when the cost of crude has gone up from $70 a barrel before the war to now almost $122 a barrel over the last 4 weeks, which is about 75% increase. Now, with every dollar increase per barrel, automatically it means our oil importing companies, so the marketing companies, they have to bear that cost. But government has ensured that whatever it can do to reduce that cost by way of completely doing away with excise duty on diesel, and only 3% excise duty is there on petrol because 10% reduction has come. So this has come with immediate effect. So this is in a way to cushion our oil marketing companies from the huge cost escalation in procuring the crude products, at the same time ensuring that these companies are not overburdened and are forced to consider a rise in prices. Because that will affect the people. That is why the government went in for an emergency decision that we'll have to take into account despite international prices are going up. And there is so much of fluctuation and variation in the Brent prices. So the government has decided that our consumers, domestic consumers, will be provided the cushion. Also, one more decision, Diksha, they have taken. They have also decided to have an export levy, that is to disincentivize exports. You know, a lot of private refineries, they import crude and process it and make products which are again exported to world market. Right now, the government has directed that they particularly, export diesel after getting the crude from abroad. Now, they have decided that at the moment, the entire diesel production by public refineries or private refineries should be towards meeting the domestic demand. So these are two decisions that have been taken. One is to see that the prices are in check, and whatever additional cost on account of the fluctuation in the international rates is borne by the government of India. That is a very big thing, and that is going to cost a lot of money. But the Prime Minister decided that this is an hour, we have to protect our consumers, because rise in petrol prices or diesel prices in India means it will immediately give rise to rise in the cost of articles,
allied
the cost of vegetables. Yeah. So that has been is the immediate impact of today's decision.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also said that a decision has been taken to protect the citizens from any sort of rise in price. So before we progress any further, let's first listen to what she had to say.
Honorable Prime Minister held a meeting, and in that it was decided that there should not be a shortage and there should not be an increase in price due to the global situation in crude, in petrol, diesel and in ATF. So, Honorable Prime Minister, despite it being Ram Navami, called a meeting of all concerned, and today we have announced a decision whereby we will be giving support to the oil marketing companies so that they can import the material, and not really, even if it is imported at a higher cost, the common citizen will not have to face any increase in the price of petrol or diesel equally.
Mr. Iyer, one very important fact that we have noticed here is that the government is keeping the citizens very well informed, and every day an inter-ministerial press conference is being held in the national capital to weigh away any fear which the people might have. And today in a press conference, the Joint Secretary from the Petroleum Ministry, Ms. Sujata Sharma, also said that India has sufficient crude inventory to deal with the ongoing crisis. So I would like to have your comment on this, but before, let's first listen to what she said.
भारत सरकार ने कई स्तर पर कई इम्पॉर्टेंट डिसीजंस लिए इस सिचुएशन को बहुत इफेक्टिवली मैनेज करने के लिए. आज की तारीख में वी हैव सफिशिएंट क्रूड इन्वेंट्रीज और अगले दो महीने के लिए सप्लाईज हैव बीन लाइंड अप. सिचुएशन इज कंफर्टेबल विद रिस्पेक्ट टू एलपीजी एंड पीएनजी आल्सो. हमारी रिफाइनरीज 100% या उससे भी ज़्यादा कैपेसिटी पर ऑपरेट कर रही हैं, और domestic production of LPG has increased by almost 40%.
So now, how is the government ensuring that we have sufficient crude inventory? In fact, she also mentioned that we have a stock for over 2 months now. So how is government ensuring that there is no crisis in the country whatsoever the situation is in the West Asian region?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that which the Joint Secretary also just mentioned, and the government has been saying for the last 2 days, is that at the moment there is no shortage of petrol and diesel, and there is no rationing. But at the same time, people should not panic and go and tank up. You know, that will be a very foolish thing. See, what happened in the case of LPG also. You know, LPG cylinder people panicked and they all rushed with their empty cylinders to the dealers. Obviously, if everybody is going to turn up, the dealer cannot, you know, will all have adequate stock. Therefore, the first thing we will have to be aware of that there is a deliberately mischievous, coordinated campaign of misinformation that is being carried out just to create panic. So one has to guard against that. Number one, in fact, if you look at the world situation, if you look at what is happening, we are ensuring that there are more than 1 lakh petrol pumps all over the country. Now, all of them are open and they are dispensing fuel. There is no dry out. There is no petrol pump that has closed down saying we don't have stock. No single outlet has been asked to ration supply. That is number one. Second thing, wherever there are instances of panic buying, this has happened because of deliberate misinformation. So on that, government is taking action. And also the steps have been taken by oil companies to increase credit to petrol pumps. You know, earlier they were allowed 1 day, you know, they had to pay money. I mean, they were allowed 1 day credit. But now government has extended it up to 3 days so that there is no shortage of petrol for want of payment by the petrol pumps to the oil marketing company. So this is a very big thing that happened. Now, also what we are doing is the government of India has looked for alternative sources of both crude as well as LPG and PNG. Sometimes the supplies are even coming from Argentina. We are already buying a lot of crude from Venezuela. So we are constantly, the government of India is looking for new sources so that everything is on the pipeline. Yes, the Strait of Hormuz is under a tense situation. So some ships are held up, but India is using its diplomatic leverage, talking to Iran, talking to other countries. Constant dialogue is going on. so that these ships have a safe passage, and the Indian Navy also has been instructed to see that our ship don't come under harm. So you can see all this is happening. I mean, these are all very important decisions that are being taken, and a lot of things are being done. So therefore, there is no need for panic. Yes, at the moment, LPG, there is 1 month supply. Enough is there. And more is stored. And also government has, you know, directed about 40% being told to increase their production by 40%. Even commercial LPG is now being, supply has been increased. Gradually, you know, the supplies are being restored to meet the demand.
The government has instructed that priority must be given to migrant laborers. Your comments on this?
You know, Diksha, this is the most unfortunate part. Some unscrupulous elements have created artificial shortage of those small cylinders. At some places, they are being sold at triple the costs and creating a lot of panic and a lot of fear. So much so, this rumor about a lockdown coming in is again triggering tension among the migrant laborers. So that is why government is trying to ensure that, you know, supplies are made available in adequate number. And then action is also being taken against all the black marketeers and hoarders. That is why Prime Minister's today conference with the chief ministers and also cabinet secretaries' interaction with all the chief secretaries of states is essentially toward this purpose, because the state authorities also must act wherever there is a reports of hoarding, and particularly in big towns and cities and in different localities, so that nobody takes advantage. Because we are hearing reports where the cost of cylinder has been hiked by 3 times just to create, and at many places the government has raided godowns where cylinders have been stocked.
Mr. Iyer, lastly, before we come to the end of this program, I would like to have your parting comments on one very important thing that we have seen during the entire crisis is the Indian diplomacy at its play. And we have seen that India has been interacting with all the stakeholders and has maintained dialogue and has advocated for dialogue and diplomacy during the conflict. We saw that US President Donald Trump also called up our Prime Minister Narendra Modi and he discussed the conflict. So how do you see Indian diplomacy at play during this crisis, and how has India secured its position during this crisis?
You know, when the war started, right from the beginning, government of India has been in touch with both the governments of Israel, Iran, America, and the entire Gulf countries. Prime Minister has been regularly talking to Saudi Crown Prince, to the Qatar leaders, to Oman leaders, to everyone. And also recently, US President Trump has also spoken with our Prime Minister and also other European leaders, because the government of India has been working its diplomatic channel to ensure 2-3 things. One, that there is a need for an immediate solution and ceasefire in the region, because war is not going to solve any problem. And India has expressed deep concern whenever infrastructures have been targeted, civil infrastructure or the petroleum infrastructure has been targeted, because any damage now in the heat of this campaign will mean that it will affect, you know, future supplies, because it will take time when any infrastructure is pulled down by bombing. It will take a long time to rebuild it. That is why we have been talking, and India is the only country that can talk to all sides in this conflict. We are talking to Iran as well as to Israel and also to the Gulf countries, because Gulf countries are very upset that their facilities have come under rockets and drones being fired from Iran. And Iran too is upset that some of its oil facilities have been targeted. Though it is against humanity and it is also against war convention to target civil infrastructure. So therefore, on the diplomatic level, we are doing a quiet job instead of, you know, constantly trying to take credit for this or that. But it's a quiet job which our opposition parties are unable to understand, that when it comes to sensitive diplomatic maneuvers and discussion, one cannot give a runny commentary at the same time. Therefore, it is not a question of what we are condemning or not condemning. But definitely what we are doing is, we have kept our moral poise high. We want this war to stop. We are also looking at what is of great interest to us, particularly the safety of 90 lakh Indians who are working in the Gulf region, be it Iran or be it Bahrain or be it Saudi Arabia or UAE. That is our concern. Second, we have to ensure continuous supply of our fuel requirements. And thirdly, we are feverishly working on alternatives.
Right, Mr. Iyer. In the coming days, we'll keep following the evolving situation in West Asia. And thank you so much for joining us and giving us such deep insight on this subject. Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on EIR and on our YouTube channel News on EIR Official. Thank you so much, Mr. Iyer, for joining us tonight for Spotlight.
Thank you.
Spotlight.